The Trump administration's wave of violent immigration enforcement actions is triggering calls for change from Minneapolis to Congress to the United Nations. Democrat Chuck Schumer is the Senate minority leader.
What ICE and CBP are doing in Minneapolis and other cities around the country is not border security and certainly not law and order. What ICE is doing is lawless disorder. What ICE is doing is state-sanctioned thuggery, and it must be stopped. ICE must leave Minnesota today, not tomorrow, not next week, but today.
Schumer was speaking on the Senate floor days after the fatal shootings of Alex Pretty and Renee Good in Minneapolis. Republican Senate leader John Thune takes a different lesson from recent events.
I also hope that recent tragedies have inspired some soul searching among those who have participated in or encouraged abuse toward ICE officers and other law enforcement officers. It's deeply disturbing that we have had public officials essentially encouraging harassment of officers simply trying to do their duty.
Among other things, recent ICE actions have raised calls for the removal of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Dozens of Democrats have signed on to a call for her impeachment. Schumer stopped short of calling for impeachment, but he does want her out now.
Kristi Noem is a liar. She's vicious. She's also incompetent. Donald Trump must fire her at once before another American is killed under her watch.
President Donald Trump has said she's not going to resign. But now Schumer is raising the ante. He says the public cannot trust the administration, so it's up to Congress to fix things, using pending budget bills as leverage. There are six funding bills ready to go in the Senate, including one that funds Homeland Security.
To finish the appropriations process, Leader Thune should split the funding bills and move forward with the five that already have broad support from both parties.
And with that idea comes a bit of a threat.
But if Leader Thune insists on holding a vote on DHS legislation that he knows will not pass, then he will guarantee yet another unnecessary government shutdown this Friday, and the shutdown will be on Leader Thune's shoulders.
As of now, it looks like Thune has agreed to split the bills and hold a separate vote on Homeland Security funding. Of course, that does not get to the heart of the problem. Immigration enforcement actions have spurred concerns from as far as Italy, where there are concerns about the role of ICE security at the Winter Olympics. United Nations-appointed human rights experts have sounded the alarm over apparent violations of the rights of children in U.S. immigration procedures. And although the Trump administration seems to be ready to reduce the number of federal agents in Minneapolis, that's not enough for critics. In an interview on CNN News Central Monday, Democratic Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear also weighed in.
You know, law enforcement is supposed to protect us, and this group is doing the exact opposite. They're putting us in harm's way.
He was asked what he would do if ICE came next to his state. He did not hesitate.
Well, the first thing we have to do is demand that they pull these officers out of all of our cities and that they fully retrain every single one of them. They are operating with aggressive tactics that are not appropriate for law enforcement. They are not following our Constitution and giving people their rights.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.